You're listening to Mountain Radio. Our guest is Robert Smith, the artistic coordinator of the Verbier Festival orchestras and member of the jury that auditions the potential musicians of these orchestras. Just in between rehearsals and concerts, he explains how these two ensembles are created.
What happened for the Verbier Festival Orchestra? There's a first audition that takes place in January, February, and we look for approximately 50 or so musicians to fill the vacant spots in the orchestra. As a matter of listening to excerpts and solo pieces during this time, we heard over 900 people this year. Once we heard those auditions, make a selection of those to be invited. The next part for the chamber orchestra, which is made up of alumni of the festival orchestra, the big orchestra, we invite again those who are at another sort of level of playing. They're older musicians, typically beyond 30 or older.
So each year, how many positions are vacant?
It depends on the year. Some years there's maybe 35 seats. This year was unusual that we had, as I mentioned, 50 seats available. There were a lot of folks who weren't free to come back, unfortunately, this summer.
What are the ingredients for the bond to happen in order for people, you know, to get along in a creative way, but also in a human way?
It really starts in the audition period. Because I look for people that, not only great players, that's a given that they play very well. They've mastered the craft of playing the instrument. The other qualities are great musicianship, an openness, a certain ability to communicate freely and be willing to take criticism and notes to change and enhance their playing. It becomes a very close-knit group. I mean, we worked together for this period in Verbier for 5 weeks, concerts and rehearsals, and it's a very intense time, and it's a great community that is created.
Robert Smith, how do you spend your festival?
During the festival, I'm still managing all the rehearsals and working with the inductors and the guest artists. So it's quite full still, but I enjoy that, listening to rehearsals and hearing how things are coming together and being deconstructed and then constructed. And it's a wonderful process to observe.
And finally, remind me, how long have you been working in this position here at the Verbier Festival?
I started working for the festival in 2008, but I began working for Martin Engstrand running auditions in New York back in 2000, actually. So I've been involved for a long time with the festival.
How have you seen it evolve?
We've created this special place to work, and it's become a destination. Each year, the level gets higher and higher. We're hearing tremendous talent auditioning. And I think because of what's been established here, we have great conductors, great solo artists performing here, you know, we can really take our times and really find the right people. And I think that creates this unusual setting, and the ensemble is just quite special. You know, yesterday they performed an opera, which is, again, a different beast in a way. It's a huge production, and mentally it's a big strain, 5 hours of concentrated playing and performance. And then come in the next morning and prepare a Mahler symphony with a new conductor, with new tempi, with new ideas of interpretation. And they can be that malleable as an ensemble is extraordinary. And I think that's the thing that we look for, to hope to create in this orchestra every summer, that kind of ensemble that is malleable, that is, it can turn on a dime, as it were.